Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
We be A Jihad for Love, Whitewater Black Gold, A Red Girl's Guide to Reasoning, East Hastings Pharmacy, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, Misrepresentation.
Cinema Politica UBC screens politically charged films with speakers and discussions every month. Screenings take place at the Norm Theater in the Sub and are by donation. To learn more, visit cinemapolitica.org/UBC.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. Friday, the 3rd of October 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, no guests this week, just you and me and lots of great local music, plus our usual rundown of things happening in the local indie music, film, and theater worlds. So we're going to kick things off with a tune from our good buddy Chris Elkstrand, who had a very successful last couple of months, where his film... A song she wrote about people she knows played the Toronto and Vancouver International Film Festivals. We had him here as a guest last week, and we're going to play another song. This one is also from his movie and from his CD, Songs of a Sad Sack. It's Yoga Pants.
Dude, I just got your message. What's up?
You know that dance we're having in a fortnight?
Oh yeah, I've been blowing up balloons all week.
Dude, there's one more thing you gotta do. And if you don't do it, the dance is gonna be awful.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance.
Great idea.
Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. To the dance, dance, dance. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. So we can watch them move. We can watch them some girls in yoga pants to the dance, to the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance, to the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance, to the dance. Don't forget to invite some girls in yoga pants to the dance. Watch them move, so we
on, everybody. Yoga's so much fun. Let's all do salutation to the sun. I'll acknowledge the God in you. If you acknowledge the God in me, all you got to do is say namaste. Come on, everybody. Yoga's so much fun. Let's all do salutation to the sun. I'll acknowledge the God in you. If you'll acknowledge the God in me, all you got to do is say
namaste.
Jesus, not no whiskey, ran all your friends away. Too much Jesus, not another whiskey, all you ever had to say. Too much Jesus, not another whiskey, only thing on your mind. Too much Jesus, not another whiskey, so don't go sitting around crying.
electricity.
Heavy, and I'm heading on alone. Four bullets in my baby's gun, just one more mile to go.
Mm-hmm.
songs of revolution, nor are we revolutionaries. Our simple songs are for your spirit in its eternal quest to be free. These aren't the days for serving too many. These aren't the days for serving just one. These days I count all my blessings. Thank God the rising sun. But I hear the same sad cries on the television news, and it's giving me a classic case of contemporary blues. My mind swing to ring, get lost in black girls' rhyme. Oh, it's time. It's a consequence of man to dance a lot less don't allow more offense. Hands I'm taking the town with the body on wine, kicking to the beat with the pretty girls off their feet. Oh, it's complete. Oh, and I find the time to abuse good wine, book a tight line with a few old friends of mine. By design. Rise on the television news. If it's giving you a classic case of contemporary blues, why don't you die? Don't you think you might swim to run, get lost in the black girl's ride? Oh, it's time. Cause the consequence of a mind too tense, a lot less don't allow more offense. The pretty girls off their feet. Oh, it's complete. Oh, and I find the time to be good wine. The book of time line with a few old friends of mine. By design.
That is Warless, and a track from their brand new release, Upreet Liberators, a song called, what's it called? It's called Contemporary Blues. They are going to be touring around this weekend. They're doing a big three-day party for celebrate the release of this new EP. And so they're going to be in Squamish tonight at the Cliffside Pub. Tomorrow they'll be in Vancouver at the Anza Club, just behind the Kulch. And then Sunday, they're heading up into the interior, playing up in Carameas. So anybody in the listening area is more than welcome to head out and check those guys out. We got some other theater and music events to tell you all about, and lots more music to come, too. There I am, fiddling around with all kinds of stuff here. Anyway, more after this.
As the Arctic ice melts, oil companies are moving north to drill for more fossil fuels. An oil spill in the Arctic would have catastrophic consequences, both on humans and wildlife. That is why millions around the world believe that the Arctic needs to be protected now. On Saturday, October 4th, bring some wheels and ride for the Arctic across Vancouver with Greenpeace. Come to Connaught Park at 10th Avenue West and Vine Street at noon. Bring your friends, family, and colleagues and start being part of the solution. A message from Greenpeace.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
At the Langara College, Studio 58, the theater school there, they have a new show going on this weekend. It's called Cosmic Mambo. It's a space-age retelling of the Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Coleridge's poem that we all took in grade 12. Water, water everywhere and all that stuff. This time they're going to set it in the 60s, and it's around an ill-fated Russian voyage to Mars. I don't know where they're going to get the albatross from, but that's part of the creative process. It's conceived by Vancouver theater veteran David McKay and co-directed by David McKay and Wendy Gorling. And it's happening tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon at the Studio 58 Theater at Langara College at 49th and Cambie. Other student productions here on campus at UBC, the Frederick Wood Theater has Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare. That's a theater at UBC production. That's happening at the Freddie Wood at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. A show that I saw last night that I highly recommend, it's Our Town by Thornton Wilder. We talked to Bob Fraser of the of Awesomest Theater, who's the artistic director of the company, director of the play, and he also plays the role of stage manager. If you know Our Town, you know what I'm talking about. It's at the First Christian Reformed Church, which is at 10th and Victoria. They have two shows tomorrow at 2 and 8 o'clock, one show tonight at 8. No matinee on Sunday because it's in a church. And it's the reason I enjoyed it was just because it's in a very intimate setting. They've just moved into the auditorium. They've sort of scattered some couches and chairs and rugs and tables around, and the actors play do the play around the audience. And it makes for a very unique and a very, as I said, a very intimate experience. And it's perfect, the perfect setting for a play like Our Town. So I couldn't recommend it more highly. That being said, there's also a very, very good local production called Rebel Women that is on at Presentation House in North Van tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon. This is, it's compiled by a local group called... Vital Spark Theater, Joan Bryans, who is a former UBC professor. And it's the story of the suffragette movement, women getting the vote 100 years ago. And it's told in what's called theater verbatim style, which is using the actual words and songs of the women of the time and just presenting it in dramatic fashion. That's at Presentation House this weekend, and then it's moving to the Jericho Arts Center, I think, next week or later on in the month anyway. At the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster, the Vagabond Players are doing a murder mystery called Murder by the Book, and that's going on tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then at Metro Theater in South Vancouver in Marple, it's the 39 Steps. This is a stage adaptation of the Hitchcock film from the 30s with some very clever production values and stagecraft that's going on. Of course, the Vancouver International Film Festival is still going strong, and that's happening for another week, and that's at various venues around town. We've also got the Northwest Podcast Festival happening around town with things happening in various venues, mostly, I think, the Vogue Theater. I noticed Norm MacDonald's doing something, and Dan Savage is in town as well. The one we're telling you about is called What's Wrong with Simon King. Simon is a local stand-up comic who does a weekly well, he calls it a rant fest, but it's a podcast. And the reason why it's called What's Wrong with Simon King is that his friend Dylan Reimer is going to be there to answer that question. That's happening at 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Little Mountain Gallery at 26th and Main. And it's only for an hour, so if you have other things happening Saturday night, you can take off after that and check that out. And one more thing I wanted to tell you about here, too, and that is on campus. It's at the Belkin Art Gallery. Right now they have an exhibition of work by Ai Weiwei, who is a very very prominent photographer and sculptor. And that's going on probably, I think, until the end of November. But tomorrow at 1:30, there's going to be a special curator's tour. Keith Wallace, the associate curator of the exhibition, is going to be leading a tour of Ai Weiwei's, Ai Weiwei, and doing his photographs that he took in New York from 1983 to 1993. Photographs in this exhibition reflect a period when the artist, experiencing his first time away from China, was settling into a city and culture that was completely new to him. So Keith Wallace will lead you through the exhibit's backstory, offer insights into the cultural and social context of the photograph. So if you like photography, if you particularly like Ai Weiwei, or if you've never heard of him and you want to know more, check it out. It's at the Belkin Gallery, which is on campus here on Main Mall, UBC. And that's happening tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And you can find out more by going to their website, belkin.ubc.ca. So we've got some music coming up, and this is a local singer-songwriter. Her name is Charlotte Rinch, and she lives in Gibson's on the Sunshine Coast, and she's just produced an album called Kiss the Ground, and here's a track from that. Charlotte got in touch with me by contacting our email address at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. So if you have a song that you want to hear on the radio, that's all you have to do. You send me a link. I pop it into the system, and I push this button, and there you go.
A sense of story forming as you dive into a pool. And in among the fishes, you're swimming from the south. The laws of nature guide you, gauging by the current word of mouth. When will the water run away from the window? You know that it's been so swell. Days have seemed as ninja and static, stuck in an attic of hell. Now you begin to ponder upon an inland sea. You see a murky fishbowl filled with economic history. You know the big fish loves you, he'll swim to save the day. Then let the ones that aren't worth saving know they better learn to pray. The band comes marching in, and help is on its way, regardless of the color of your skin. The wind, it whistles Dixie, above an ocean tossed, and life begins again for everyone except the ones you've lost. When will the water run away from the window? You know that it's been so swell. These last few days have seemed to smidge and static, stagging in the attic of hell. When will the water run away?
So there we go. That's Charlotte Rinch. Thanks for getting in contact, Charlotte. Well, one other thing I neglected to mention earlier, and that is happening at the Cults, the Van East Cultural Center, on until October 12th, and that is Ronnie Burkett's new show, The Daisy Theater. And Ronnie is the very talented, very creative marionette puppeteer that brings a show to Vancouver every year, and that's happening on right now, and you don't want to miss that. Previously in the listings, I was telling you about the, what was it called? Cosmic Mambo, the play about the fictitious Soviet excursion to Mars. And I was wondering if this might be a song that the director could use as part of his sound design.
From time to time we'll fly to Mars, we'll move around the galaxy, questioning our sanity. From time to time we'll disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right. Disappear, adding moments to our year. The time is right. The time is right.
Shuffling the deck 'cause I'm crawling from the scene.
Saying this on some whimsy, I've had some time to think this through, and I promise that forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without. 'Cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. Down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do it now. 'Cause I thought about it
And that's Madeline Reed and Best I Got. We also heard from Cat and Tony from their Everything Blue CD and The House I Built. And what else have we got? We got other stuff coming up. But the auditions call board is up next. I'm talking and trying to open a website at the same time here. So why don't I just play a couple of spots and then we'll come back and we'll be more organized.
Tuesday, October 7th, 2014 CE. One University has paired with United Way to bring the community together. Community.
C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y.
Why? The annual UBC Spelling Bee. We're defending champions. Show me the honey. We'll spell for their right to be called spelling champions. You can bask in the glory. Tuesday, October 7th, 12:30 to 1:30 on the fourth floor of the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. Now, spell!
Concupiscence. CONCUPISCENCE. Concupiscence.
Soiree. SOIREE.
Radio.
CITR?
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles. Thursdays, 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My name is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Oh, well, I guess that's all right then. So, Fighting Chance Productions are—they're just about to open their fall season. They've got Carry the Musical going on next week, I believe. We'll talk more about that next week. But right now, they are announcing their auditions for their next show that's happening in May. But they want to start casting now. So it's Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, and it will be happening May 5th to 23rd. Ryan Mooney's going to be directing, and if you want to be involved, you just send your headshot and resume to auditions at fightingchanceproductions.ca. And this is a call for anyone who didn't get to the general auditions in June. But if you did attend the generals and didn't get called, but you're still interested, send them an email, fightingchanceproductions.ca, and the email is auditions at. The Stage 43 group out in Coquitlam is doing Steel Magnolias. They have auditions on Sunday at the Coquitlam Library, looking for six women of various ages. And in North Van, it's Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii, and their auditions are in a couple of weeks, October 19th and 20th, and that play happens at Hendry Hall in North Van in February. And there is one Christmas show still casting. I guess all the pantos are up and running. This is Stealing Christmas by Craig Sodaro, and that's going to be happening at the Burnaby Village Museum, and their audition is on the 9th, which is next Thursday, at the Bonser Recreation Complex in Burnaby. And also, the Push Festival is coming up, dance and movement festival that happens in the beginning of the year, in January and February. And they've got a big event happening where they have... they're doing a big mass dance thing with an internationally renowned choreographer whose name isn't on this sheet here, and I can't remember who he is. But go to the Push Festival website and look out Le Grand Continental. They're looking for anybody who likes to dance and move, regardless of your level of skill or talent or training or abilities. If you want to do it, just do it. Just contact them, the Push Festival. PUSH, and they will set you in the right direction. All right, enough yap. What do we got now? More music. Let's play some more music. Here's another group that contacted the show through the email, DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. A local gang that just came back from a tour of Western Canada, and they're playing tonight at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. They're going to be opening for Indigo Joseph. And they are called The Good in Everyone. Come on. There you are.
Watch yourself.
Sorry.
we ended up with matching socks and shoes, that would be fine. And yes, I do sing One Hit Wonders in the hallways. Don't you understand? When they paint the doors gray, 80s hits bring back the color. And I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired, and I'm sorry. I have that girl from English class, she's good at sports, she'll make you laugh. Wait before you say goodbye, would you let me apologize? Sorry that my voice is sometimes high-pitched.
Sipping sangria under the sun.
That's Winsome Kind, Scott and Leora, and their new CD. And they are heading back to home base. They're doing a CD EP release tour of Manitoba and Saskatchewan. So they'll be back in November or something like that. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special congratulations go out to UBC Theater alumnus and friend of the show, Sarah Rogers, for surviving some crazy last-minute cast changes and still managing to get her show Educating Rita on stage on time at the Arts Club this week. And remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs an audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor's here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar. The Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
As the Arctic ice melts, oil companies are moving north to drill for more fossil fuels. An oil spill in the Arctic would have catastrophic consequences, both on humans and wildlife. That is why millions around the world believe that the Arctic needs to be protected now. On Saturday, October 4th, bring some wheels and ride for the Arctic across Vancouver with Greenpeace. Come to Connaught Park at 10th Avenue West and Vine Street at noon. Bring your friends, family, and colleagues, and start being part of the solution. A message from Greenpeace.
I've been really trying. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing.
and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.